To commemorate the 40th anniversary of the most controversial World Series in baseball history, the University of Missouri Press has published Marshall Garvey's Interstate 85, The Royals, the Cardinals, and the Show Me World Series in time for the opening of the 2025 baseball season. The 1985 World Series, dubbed the I-70 World Series because of the interstate linking Kansas City and St. Louis, generated a great deal of excitement in Missouri. When the Cardinals and the Royals clinched their pennants and headed to the World Series, James Fuller, writing in the Kansas City Times, declared, "Today's a day to savor in Missouri. Forget the rest of the country for a week." He added that Missouri is now at the center of what really counts in October, baseball. Those outside Missouri, however, including baseball writers around the country, weren't as excited and expressed skepticism about the World Series matchup. Most believed that the Royals were a less talented version of a Cardinals team that featured speed and defense, a style dubbed Whitey Ball after Cardinal manager Whitey Herzog. When the Cardinals took a 3-1 lead in games in a World Series that lacked drama or excitement, including a lack of offense by both teams, Greg Boak of Gannett News Service wrote, "After watching games 3 and 4 in St. Louis, Gussie Bush has ridden around the bases on his Clydesdale pulled beer wagon before both games here more often than either team has run around them." While the Royals bounced back to win game 6 in St. Louis, most writers covering the World Series believed the Cardinals would wrap things up in game 6 in Kansas City. Going into the bottom of the ninth, game 6 followed the expectation of a low-scoring Cardinal victory, but all that changed with what became known as the call. With the Cardinals leading 1-0 and 3 outs away from their 10th World Series victory, umpire Don Denkinger missed an obvious call at first base. When it was clear that the runner was out, Denkinger called him safe. With no manager appeal, Herzog had no recourse except to argue, but to no avail. When the Royals took advantage of the missed call and rallied for 2 runs in a Game 6 victory, then won a lopsided Game 7 and the World Series, the call transformed the 1985 World Series into arguably the most controversial in baseball history.
Want to know how you could miss it? And all I could ever say is that I'm a human being and I thought I had it right. And unfortunately, I found out after the game was over that I was wrong.
Marshall Garvey's book does an excellent job of covering the events leading up to the call, including the 1985 season, the postseason playoffs, the World Series, and seasons beyond. But the heart of his book, and rightly so, is his portrayal of the conduct of Whitey Herzog and Don Denkinger after the missed call. Garvey is brutally honest in his treatment of Herzog's bitter attacks on Denkinger that lasted for decades. Herzog never relented in blaming Denkinger for the Cardinals' World Series loss in 1985, even though his team, after the missed call, still could have won the series. Herzog even claimed that Denkinger's missed call kept him out of the Hall of Fame, though that claim proved untrue when Herzog was inducted at Cooperstown in 2010. Garvey's treatment of Don Denkinger is much more sympathetic. He follows Denkinger's happy personal life and his successful career as an umpire to the moment of the call and its aftermath. Instead of ducking responsibility, Denkinger never wavered over the years in accepting blame. He even attended the reunions for the 1985 World Series and eventually, while not forgiven, was accepted as the beloved enemy. For his introduction, Marshall Garvey wrote that Don Denkinger will always be so much more than just the call. Garvey added, the man often single-handedly blamed for the Cardinals' defeat was a human being whose merits and accomplishments on and off the field far outweigh his most famous mistake. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.